You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo! What's up, motherfuckers? Back for another Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez. Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I need another moniker. I feel like I'm running out of them. I'm a little bit, I mean, obviously, I love being the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I love being the Real Ass Dude, but I need something with a little bit more fire to it now.
Señor Dark Dick.
Señor Dark Dick. I like that. That's not bad. That's not bad. Listen, guys, we're back, and Zach Amico's here. Zach, the international superstar, is back.
I have returned triumphantly.
No, I'm saying you're mostly back.
If yes, I had to
describe what body part is dominant on you, it's back. Zach is mainly back. Zach, I'm happy that you're back here, dude. You were in the same shirt you were wearing when you left, and you were gone for a couple months. How long were you gone for?
I was gone for 8 weeks.
You were gone for 8 full weeks, and you were up in Buffalo,
yes,
filming a movie, and we'll probably never see this movie.
Probably not. Not here in America. Very doubtful. Okay. Actually, I take that back. People will see it in America because we did get somebody in it that people will want to see it. So,
I'm going to be honest with you, Zach, and I love you, and I love having you on the show, but you, I feel like you've derailed what the Real Ass Podcast could be right now. I feel like it's been put on hold because we haven't been able to really develop the voice that we wanted to develop. The idea was you were supposed to be the co-host. You came in, you did like 6 shows, and then you said, "Oh, dude, I'm going to leave now for months." And then I held your place,
which was very kind of you, and I appreciate it.
It was very kind of you. And then you come back after a little while, and the first show back, you have no voice.
Yes, because I've been breathing in fog for a week because I'm working at a haunted house.
So is that what's going on?
Yeah, I've been breathing in fog for 5 or 6 hours a night.
Fucking Zach, dude. Can you please just come back and be somewhat committed to the Real Ass Podcast? Can you? Is this important to you?
It is important, but it's also important for me to pay my rent.
Dude, maybe if you fucking align yourself with the right people, you'd be able to pay your rent one day. You think some fucking Italian filmmakers in Buffalo or some fucking ghouls and goblins in the hallways of a haunted house are going to be able to help you?
They've been paying my fucking rent.
Realize, dude, Luis J. Gomez, you put in your time now and it will pay off in the future. I don't know, dude. Look, we got Chris Scopo coming in a little bit. We don't have an actual guest on the show today. We just have we got Scopo and we got Zach, and Scopo's been helping out in your absence because we didn't fucking have anybody. And I know Scopo, and I know he's a great co-host, and he's not really much of an alpha. He kind of bows down to me, so it worked out well. So I'm going to bring him in today. I don't know, dude.
Are you going to make us battle it out?
I'm not going to make you battle it out, but I may have him co-host it with you. I haven't decided. I may have him. You know why? Another thing that I like about Scopo, He drives
you to gigs?
He drives me to gigs. He's just a normal fucking frat guy. Like, I like that, and I like the fact that you are the antithesis of that. Like, you and Scopo should never hang out. And for some reason, for me, I kind of like that dynamic on the show. And also, I'm kind of both of you.
Yeah, we're like your yin yang.
Yeah, I have the frat boy douchebag, I work out in the gym thing going on, but I also, you know, have carved 9-inch nails into my arm and fucking I've cried with eyeliner on while thinking about a girl. So
you suck in two very different ways.
Yeah, I'm there's nothing good about me. Everything that you can name about me fucking blows. But I'm thinking about it. I wasn't even thinking this until you fucking said today that you have to be out by a hard 5:30. Then I was like, you know what? Maybe we need a little element of competition here, you know? But either way, I will say one thing that you did say that was really nice when you came in, Zach. And we're going to get into the show in a minute. I'm going to get Zach's music out here in a minute because I had him pick the song today. But you did say that I have gotten very good looking in your absence. It's been 2 months.
It's enraging how cut you've gotten.
Oh, dude.
Your life must be in fucking shambles that you could dedicate this much time to looking better.
Bro, look at my fucking arms right now, okay? Real ass dudes, go mites out there. If you're following the real ass diet, remember, let me know how you're doing. I've been getting a lot of people tweeting at me and Facebooking me saying that I've been changing their lives. And I swear, dude, I will continue to answer your questions and answer your tweets. If you need any help with the real ass diet, guys, my good friend, Taylor Ketchum, funny comedian, he's on the real ass diet right now, 25 pounds over the course of the past 6 weeks. The real ass diet works, people.
I'm so glad I wasn't here to listen to you fucking talk about your diet.
Me and Aaron Berg? Aaron, oh, it was unbelievable.
I'm so glad I wasn't there for that. I would have just felt awkward and terrible.
Why? Because you're a fat piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need to change your life, dude. I see. Here's the thing. Zach, when he's on the road.
Jonah Hill's getting old. I'm fucking creeping up on
these
motherfuckers.
You're not creeping up on anything, okay? And even that motherfucker tried to get in shape.
Every Jesus Christ superstar needs a King Herod, bitch.
Dude, let me tell you something, okay? You're tweeting out these pictures. You're Facebooking these pictures. Let me go to your fucking wall right now. Every other posting on your wall is some disgusting food that you're putting into your body.
Yes, absolutely.
You are going to die when you're 41 years old.
That's a stretch, but yes. that sounds like a marathon.
No, your belt is being stretched right now. I mean, literally, dude, it's you in clown makeup or you eating some sort of ridiculous food. What is this? What is this right here, dude? What the fuck is this?
Oh, I don't know. Now people leave me their disgusting foods because, listen, the Amico-holics know what I like. And they post disgusting food.
Amico-holics, is that what you're calling
your... Yeah, my fan base is now the Amico-holics.
Well, they should be called the Amico-holic. And it's your girl. Yeah, dude, you just fucking... You gotta... Zach, can we make it my mission to get you in better shape?
Absolutely not.
You don't want to be in better shape at all?
Eh.
You do a little bit. Admit it. Here's the thing. Look, here's the thing, okay? And I truly do believe this. You can sit there and pretend all you want that you like being fat, you enjoy being fat, but deep down inside... You want to fucking look and feel good. You really do.
Dude, after I used to have to cut weight every year when I wrestled, like massive amounts of weight. And now I just have like fucking post-traumatic stress disorder about doing it because I used to have to lose like 30 pounds in a month.
Right.
And now I just fucking freak out when I have to do it.
Yeah, but dude, you don't have to lose weight like that. You could lose weight over time. Like, here's the thing. The real ass diet's a pretty extreme diet, and it's really only for real ass dudes. And you're not there yet, and I understand that, okay? But I can give you a modified version. If you're not ready to make complete psychotic life changes like I have and really damage yourself and try to fucking do, like I'm putting myself through, it's like not only the workouts, but the dieting aspect of it. It is genuinely challenging. It is genuinely a thing. Like I'm going right now, I'm doing, I'm not cheating again on my diet until Thanksgiving Day. So it is a mentally and physically challenging thing that I have to put myself through. And I understand if people don't want to do that shit day in and day out, but there are lifestyle changes that you can make that would, like if you weren't just eating like fucking French fries with bacon and cheese and fuck, I mean, look, once in a while, obviously, but you, I mean, there's no part of you that wants to give that up and would rather extend your life out.
I'm at a point mentally right now where
there's not
I haven't
one,
cheated on
my
chick.
There's not one point on your body. It's all rounded everywhere.
I haven't cheated on my chick the entire time we've been together. It's coming up on a year. I cannot give up whores and food. I need one of those two things.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's so that's your addiction. You need sex and food. And yeah. Bobby Kelly talks about that a lot on his show. And
yeah,
I get it, dude.
One of the two.
I used to be completely addicted to sex. You know, I used to fuck. I used to make it a thing where I would try to fuck as many chicks as possible in the shortest amount of time as possible. It was my thing. If I could fuck two chicks within a 24-hour period, like I would be like, yeah, dude.
My thing was three girls in 3 days. I called it a hat trick.
Nice.
And if I can't fuck whores, I need disgusting foods to not kill myself.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Yeah, but that's the thing. You are actually killing yourself, dude. You're legitimately killing yourself, Zach.
I'm aware. Listen, I know this doesn't look good.
Where is Chris Scopo right now, who could be ganging up on Zach? Now, once we start talking about Marilyn Manson versus the Misfits, then we could gang up on Scopo because he won't know what he's talking about. But I need Scopo here. Actually, I like this. Scopo doesn't even know that I'm going to invite him to be the other co-host of the show today. So it's going to happen. I'm going to surprise Scopo. That's going to be really funny when he says no. He just says, nah, dude, I don't got time for this shit.
No, he will grasp at it and be very happy to once again be your monkey.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? I think he'll be more committed than you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he has nothing else to fucking worry about.
See, that's your... by the way, what is going on with your hair right now? You look like you're dying of cancer. Please don't wear a bandana. Like, you have a giant round head, so you look like you're swollen from...
I look like shit because I had a shave.
You look like you're swollen from steroid injections they've been giving you to your throat because you have fucking stage 4 cancer. And now you're wearing a bandana around your head. Please stop.
I'm sorry. Does it make you miss your mom?
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing, you missed me.
Nothing makes me miss my mom.
Because I had to shave for the fucking part I have in the house, and I have a fucking waddle.
All right, hold on. Here's the thing. Zach, every winter, every Halloween season, he works at these haunted houses. And this is kind of like your life.
Yeah, I'm really into it.
Like, you're really into to the Halloween and horror lifestyle. Let me ask you a question, dude. And I didn't even talk about this on the show. I'm sure you would be into it. Did you see that McCabe Manor thing?
Yeah, totally.
Would you go?
Oh, that looks awesome. You know, I don't know, because it's the same as, like, sometimes now I can't enjoy going to comedy shows, because I'm like, fuck, I feel like I'm going to be up, and if somebody's crushing, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't follow them.
I have a weird thing. I can't, forget just comedy shows, I can't go and watch other people live their dreams.
Oh, like the same way it plays like when I go see pro wrestling.
Yeah, like I'm sitting there, I'm going like, why am I here? I remember me and my chick went to go watch, it was like a cover band. They were a great cover band. They were a very, very popular cover band down at Canal Street. I forget the name of the club, but it was a huge club. And they play like big, big like 80s and 90s metal covers. And it was like a big fun show, huge like laser show. So we went to go see them, and I'm going like, and in reality, in the world of music, they're lower on the totem pole than I am in the world of comedy. Like, I'm actually in the world of comedy as a real comedian. They're playing covers. They're not like a real band. So, you know, whatever. But either way, I'm looking at these guys, and I just got depressed. Like, a depression came over me where I was like, what am I fucking doing right now?
I feel like you're on the wrong side of the equation.
Yeah, dude. It's like, dude, it's a Friday night. I should be on stage right now. If I don't have spots, I should be hanging out at a comedy club being noticed. And this is obviously like, this is like 3 or 4 years ago, so a while ago. But it's like, I got it so in my head about it. And I'm trying to get that, dude, to be with a chick, she has a really hard time. Like, she can't just say, hey, let's go see a band. Because if I'm not a huge fan of the band, like, I have to be, and that's only like 3 or 4 bands in the world, I have a difficult time just going watching somebody else live their dream and live their thing. And you get that when you go into another haunted house?
Yeah, it really bugs me. Because I feel like I have to perform, or I'm judging myself based on the other people. And if that house is that good, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, I wish I could work here.
Did you watch the trailer for it?
Oh, it looks so cool. Yeah.
I watched it. Is this?
Yeah, this is it, baby.
This is the band.
Bringing back gay music to the Real Ass Podcast, Zach Nico.
What is this called? Dandy Wind?
The band is called Dandy Wind.
Are they a new band?
No, they've been around for like 7 or 8 years. I used to open for them.
You used to open for them personally?
My band, my old band, has played shows with them. We were friends with them. They're from Canada.
I kind of dig the beat. I love you, Zach. You do bring something to the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, music that you can't date rape to.
Yeah, you can date rape to this. It makes it a little bit scarier, actually. So McCabe Manor, dude, is this crazy haunted house out in LA, and it's year round. It's not just Halloween. That's the big show for you. Why don't you move out to LA and get a job with them?
I mean, if I wanted to, I'd work at fucking Times Square, but ugh.
Yeah, but that's horrific. That's not real.
Yeah, Times Square's garbage.
That's not real, like, haunted house. Here's the thing, dude. There's, like, different levels of haunted houses, okay? And it's a whole subculture, dude. People are really into this, like, genre. And McCabe Manor, dude, they apparently are the most extreme haunted house experience. It's a 2 to 4 hour tour through this fucking house, dude. And basically, they have a bunch of different rooms, and it's very hands-on, very interactive. They grab you, they put things in your mouth, they spit blood in your face, they fucking like they pour blood over your head, they spiders, like all this fuck up crazy shit, and they can touch you, you can't touch them. And people, dude, they have a whole video, like a trailer. Maybe I'll play a little bit of it on the show, but people are freaking the fuck out, dude, and basically, they give you you have to sign a waiver going in, you know, that you're not going to punch anybody in the face, that you can't sue them if you fucking have a heart attack. It's apparently really extreme. Now, you know this world. Compared to what you're doing right now, where's your haunted house?
My house is called Nightmare. It's on Delancey, kind of by Canal. It's absolute. What we do is, if you are cool with being touched, we put an X on your forehead in blood. And right. You can, like, interact and, like, grab those people and
oh, that's kind of cool. All right, all right.
So, but you, like, have
Chris
a choice.
Chris Scopo just jumped on the podcast.
Scopo, how you doing, brother?
Scope with mic on. Welcome, Scopes.
What's up, buddy? Sorry.
Listen, we got a Halloween theme here. Zach works at a haunted house. That's his day job. So Zach's got to leave exactly at 5:30 on the dot. You better brought me Adderall. If you're this late, you better have got me Adderall.
No, you know what it was, dude? You got to give me more than 2 hours to help me because I'm working during the day. That's the problem. I was all the way fucking downtown. You know what we'll do? After this, I'll drive you and we'll get some.
All right, listen. Zach works at a haunted house.
The one in Times Square?
Nightmare.
No, I work at a Nightmare, the one you see the big ads for, the guy with the...
Where is it?
You don't take the subway. It's on... Rivington.
Oh, it's all the way down there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nightmare in New York. New York's most horrifying haunted house. I mean, it's a big deal. I see they advertise for it. This is one of the good ones in New York.
Yeah, it's the big... It's one of... That and Blood Manor are the two big ones.
Blood Manor is the one. That's the most famous one.
Yeah.
I know other people that have worked at Blood Manor before. I haven't gone to either any of these. I just... I don't know. I'm an adult now. I got a kid. It's so hard to get out to this shit. And you can't, my son, this is too scary for, like, a baby. You can't bring a baby to this shit.
People bring babies and immediately regret it.
They bring their babies?
But, like, they never... It's... I don't know what they think. Because, like, last year our theme was real serial killers. And then they would get there and be like, this isn't appropriate for my child. And we're like, yeah, no shit. Your kid probably shouldn't go to the John Wayne Gacy
room. You know what
room.
I should do, man? I should try to link up with one of these haunted houses next year with Legion of Skanks. And we should do a night where me, Jay, and Dave come out and work with the haunted house. We can get some, like, video of us, like, working. We'll volunteer our services.
Oh, you would love it. You guys would love it.
I think it'd be cool. A cross-promotional thing. I think that could be pretty cool.
And you got... It's so similar sometimes to comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, little thing, like, the overprivileged white girls who want to talk the entire time. Black people that come a half an hour after we're closed. Like, it's every single thing that's, like, running a comedy show.
It's a stereotype right there.
So, you work at this haunted house. And what do you actually do there?
I have two parts this year. In my one room that I'm mostly in,
you're just you. You just sit there.
Literally, I'm
people
a
run out of the room.
He gets his hair fucking pointed out, and he goes,
"I'm a drag queen on the subway that robs people with a fucking hunting knife."
Okay.
Is there a subway in there?
Yeah, we have a full subway car.
That's insane. That's cool.
It's, you know, the subway vigilante, the guy that shot those three kids that tried to rob him.
Yeah.
It's like his situation where he's like talking to people with the gun,
right?
And then he gets killed. The lights go out, and then I run on the back of the train with a knife, and people get necklaces in the beginning, and they say, whatever you do, don't lose your necklace.
Right.
And I mug people for their necklaces.
Oh, that's great.
And it's awesome. It's so fun. And then the other room I have, sometimes I'm in the Typhoid Mary room. I play like a sick person, and I have a sponge full of water, and I go up to people. I'm like, she made us all sick. And I'm like covered in boils and shit. And then when they go to talk to me, I go, and I squeeze the sponge and spray water in their face.
Oh, that's great.
And they hate me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So many guys try to fight me.
Do people try to punch you in the fucking mouth, dude?
Last year, I got punched a lot.
Because if I thought you really coughed in my face.
I was going to say, on the train, when you're trying to rob people, did you ever get some big motherfucker? Like, no, I'm not giving it to you.
No, I get it from almost everyone.
Really? Even, like, big motherfuckers who aren't afraid of you?
Well, it's also part of the game. People are playing along to a certain degree.
People are having fun, but also,
but if they think you're coughing in their eyeballs.
Oh, they get so upset. Like, people go management all the time. And they're like, that Ebola? That fat guy spit in my mouth.
That's hilarious.
They get
dude.
So mad at me, and I laugh at them.
That's great. So that's it. Look, it's a really fun job, obviously. Yeah. But this is like what you do once a year for like a month, right? And then the rest of the time, you're just fucking slumming it, doing whatever else you could do.
Well, I always wind up getting acting roles from it. Either people that saw us and wanted to know who played that part, or other people in that, because it's all actors. Like, it's not like bums that just do the haunted house. So a lot of people actually get me little roles. So it's fucking fun.
Scobo, I'm going to fucking murder you. Please turn
that's
your phone off.
That's my someone with the Adderall.
Oh, all right. Well, relax. Stop acting like you're doing an Adderall deal on the show. I don't know exactly how legal it is talking this way.
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't that.
Scobo, here's the thing. We're going to get back to Halloween in a minute. And I want to talk about a little bit more about these haunted houses because I want to go to McCabe Manor. Guys, look up this fucking place, dude. It's not McCabe. It's McCamey Manor. I mean, dude, it is fucking terrifying, dude. I'm gonna play a little bit of the trailer in a minute, dude. Oh, that's the fucking the music on the website. It's all terrifying.
My friends live like 2 houses down from the Amityville Horror House, and they say now it's like crazy. People just stop and take pictures of the house. It used to be a haunted house. Not haunted house, but an attraction.
Yeah, but
just a regular house. Yeah, it's fucking miserable out there, they said.
Scopo, here's the thing. I decided because Zach has no commitment to the show and doesn't respect me or just the real ass way that I don't think he could hold the weight of being the co-host of the show. So I was wondering if you'd be interested in co-hosting together the show regularly.
Can I get more than 2 hours notice before each show?
Yeah, you'll know what's up. I mean, probably not. It'll probably be a couple hours notice. Usually I don't give really more. Dude, when I book a guest, it's always like 2 hours notice. People are like, what the fuck? Dude, I can't come with an hour and 45 minutes notice. Will you do it? Because I think this is why I like both of you, because you are complete opposites in the world. Like, he is a fucking creep, fucking freak of nature, fucking wears makeup, loves to eat, loves fat chicks. He's just, you're a frat boy douchebag.
You see how he got like nostalgic halfway through that though, where he was like, oh, I'm fucking jealous.
I know, but and then you're the fucking frat boy douchebag that tries to bang hot puss on spring break. It's like, I'm bringing these two worlds together. I think it's very real ass.
Every time me and Scopo have done stuff together, we've gotten along.
Yeah. All right. I mean, so I don't hate you.
Yeah.
You sound like I fucking hate you. No. Yeah.
Scopo, will you do it?
Of course.
Will you come on the show regularly?
Of course.
This is it. This is the new team, guys. This is the new Real Ass Podcast, guys. I'm going to play a little bit of the promo for
McKinney. What are we talking about today? Haunted houses? What's the topic?
Whatever. Just fucking...
Brady McDonald, LA Times. As you can see, I'm bloody, soaking wet, and terrified.
Los Angeles Times says, I like to think I've seen it all. Theme parks, independent attractions, to backyard spook fests. Aren't those just barbecues in the hood? From the mundane to the extreme, but I've never experienced anything like McKinney Manor. Dude, look at this. Come on, come here.
Nobody's gonna save you! Look at this.
This is what this is what's happening. Dude, look how fucking cool this looks, dude. They grab you. Look at this, dude. They fucking grab you. They spit blood into. Look at this, dude. They're putting the tape over this guy's face. That guy looked like me, actually. I don't know if I can let them put weird shit in my mouth.
This is too much of it.
Well, that's the thing, dude. They're, look at this, dude. All right.
Let me out!
I think 2 hours is a long time for something like this, but it's pretty fucking badass, dude. I would do it just for the experience. That's pretty fucking badass, dude.
I will say, as... this is my third year doing it. Nothing is more fun than getting somebody to tap out. Like, when they have to have security.
Do they tap out all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is it mostly? Girls or guys?
Girls.
Girls?
Girls. What we have at our haunt is we call it the body count. And that's our record. It's how many people a night we get to quit, like, without finishing the house. I think last year our record was, like, 53 in a night. And it's fucking so... like, I made a girl... threw a girl's boyfriend into a wall and put a knife to his throat, and she cried and had to get, like, taken out by security.
Jesus.
And it's so satisfying to, like, really get somebody to go, I can't handle this. This is too real.
Let me ask you, what's, like, the... have you seen people get, like, jabbed in the fucking head? Like, people punch people in the face?
Oh, me, yeah.
You've actually been punched in the face.
Last year, I had a room. It was John Wayne Gacy and me in two adjacent rooms, and they would steal one person in John Wayne Gacy, put him in the crawl space, and then they would come into my room, and I had like this swamp. I played this killer named Joe Ball that used to feed bitches to alligators, and I would always go for the girlfriend of the guy that just got stolen.
Right.
And I would take her over to feed the alligator, and when I opened the door, it would be their boyfriend in the pit.
Oh, that's great, dude.
But when they came in, they would always run into my room to find their boyfriend, and I would come around the corner and scare them. And almost every time, I would just get decked right in the nose. And they'd be like, you know, just fucking scare people like that. No, that's what I do.
Do they have to sign anything before they go in? Like, hey, you can't punch anybody, you can't do shit like that?
We have, like, signs and shit. And yes, it's the rule is supposed to be you can't touch actors.
So how hardcore is this compared to that McKinney Manor shit, though?
I mean, we don't put shit in people's mouths, but if you have the red X, like, people grab you by the throat, they grab you by the hair.
What's the red X
mean? We're going
the red X means people can touch you.
Really? How much is this?
How do you determine the red X?
What they ask you in the beginning, are you okay with people touching you? And if they say yes, they paint an X on your head.
If you don't say yes, you fucking suck. What's the point of even going then? Like, you want to, here's the thing, dude. Look, I've never been genuinely scared by a haunted house in my life. And I want to go to one. I want to go on one that actually gets me. There was one that I went to, I forget where it was, but they had like a psycho ward theme to it. And the one guy, they had one really fucking good actor, dude. And all he did was he would come up to you And he wouldn't say shit, dude. He would just stare at you in the face, in the eyes, like make eye contact with you with the creepiest look on his face. And he wouldn't say shit, dude. He wouldn't break. He wouldn't break no matter what. And he would just be right up in your face while you're waiting online to go in. And I was like, all right, this guy fucking got me. But then once you got in, it was just kind of silly. You know what I'm saying? But I want to actually be fucking scared, dude. You think you guys can do it?
I think if any house in New York City is going to do it, it's us.
So yes. Fuck Blood Manor. You will openly say that.
Blood Manor is a little cheesy, and they depend too much on like...
Blood Manor, you guys, you will get Ebola if pussies. You go to Blood Manor.
Blood Manor's cool, but I think we have better actors. Like, they just hire freaks to be freaks. Like, we have real actors in it.
Right.
Like, aren't everybody's playing a part. Everybody studies the character they're playing if they're playing somebody real. Like, everybody does a really good job of being that person.
So who are you playing right now?
Right now, I made up my character. Like, my characters aren't real people. I'm on the car with the subway vigilante. The guy that shot the kids that tried to rob him, and he's fucking awesome. Last year we had a John Wayne Gacy that was like 6'8".
Really?
And he
fucking scary.
Ruined people.
How long is the tour?
It's about a half an hour, 40 minutes.
Dude, let's go do it. How much is it?
It's 30, but I can get you guys reduced.
How reduced?
Like, we could talk about it off mic.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a pussy. I won't tap out, but I'll get a few yells in there.
You'll fucking put the red exit. They could touch you, right?
I don't know if anyone touches me. Really.
Scopo, see, by the way, this is the difference between you and Scopo. There's no way you would go into a place and not let them touch you.
Of course.
What's the point? Scopo's like, dude, don't fucking put your hands on me. I not just did my that. Hair. I gotta go out after
not
this.
Not even that. I don't know if I can control myself. I'm not touching them back, hitting them back.
They're not gonna hit you, dude.
If they put a knife to me like he did, I will fucking.
It's not a
snap.
Real knife.
Is it a real knife,
dude? Is it a real knife?
No,
dude. I still don't know. It might look like a real knife.
It looks like a real. I sanded off, so it's like completely smooth.
I don't know if I can control myself and not
like
fucking
our thing this year that ruins people is we take them outside, and I'm actually gonna do this part tonight because I'm filling in, and we have like the Guantanamo Bay fucking black bags.
It's great,
and we put them over people's heads and make them go through a rope maze. With people like fucking with them while they're trying to go through it, completely blacked out. And that is the thing that makes people tap out the most, is not being able to see.
Dude, I really do love like fucking Halloween, dude. It really is, I mean, in my opinion, the best holiday. You know, obviously Christmas is great. Obviously, you know, getting presents
you know
and
what
shit.
Halloween is, you could literally be a kid and enjoy it, and you could be an adult and enjoy it. There's no not enjoying Halloween.
Yeah, dude, it just, I feel like ever since, that was the one thing that, like, we always kind of did. We weren't the type of family to go and buy our costumes, you know, at the supermarket or at the fucking, you know, Walmart or whatever.
Didn't really have a family.
No, I mean, when I was a kid, I had a fucking mom, asshole. She died when I was in my 20s, you fucking prick.
I thought she died when she was, like, 15, 16.
No, my mom died when I was 23, and my dad died when I was 4. Look, I put some fucking Halloween ambiance music on. It's not even music.
While he talks about his dead parents.
This is just...
You should have to put that music on every time you tell a story about your family.
This isn't even fucking music. This is just the sounds of the fucking air. No, but dude, we would always like make our costume. That was like a fun thing is you would kind of get creative. You'd buy different parts of the costume. You just kind of like me and my sister always would win the best costume contest. I remember one year I was a dead cheerleader for Halloween. I was like in drag as a cheerleader, but I fucking had a skull painted on my face, my throat slit. And the gorier, the better. You know, I read a blog on, I forget what it was, but it was like some fucking gay ass HuffPo thing. But it was actually kind of funny. They were just talking about the difference between parents in the 70s and Halloween in the 70s versus Halloween now. It's like you just fucking, you know, it was just like you would fucking go out. When you were a kid, you would literally go out when I was like 7. Me and my sister would walk around the neighborhood by ourselves. There would be nobody monitoring the candy. Look, they said check your candy. Nobody ever checked our fucking candy.
My mom just looked through it. She didn't fucking take it.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even show my mom my candy because she tried to eat it that fast.
My mom
bitch.
Ate my fucking candy.
My mom wouldn't touch my candy. We would never look through it once. We could just go up to strangers' houses. I'm surprised we were not raped as children. Seriously, like the amount of freedom that we had as children is crazy. There's no way I would let my child now just randomly go out at like 8, 9 o'clock at night and just knock on strangers' houses.
Not in that neighborhood.
Well, no, I'm saying in any neighborhood, dude.
Are you taking James trick-or-treating?
Yeah, we're going to go on Friday at like 2 in the afternoon. We're just going to go around like the Upper West Side, go to some stores and like friends, you know, friends' places that we know.
Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't really eat candy, though. He's a fucking baby.
Yeah.
What's
it's
he going
to
be?
It's all for you and fucking B. you're going to eat all the candy.
No, I can't eat the candy, bro. Realist diet. But I haven't decided what he's going to be yet. I think I know what I'm going to be. What are you being for Halloween, Zach?
I'm working.
So you are just you.
I'm working till 4 a.m.
What's
so.
Your character?
Well, I'm going to be a drag queen.
Drag queen?
What are you being, Scopes?
I don't know. I got to do shows Friday night, so I might just... I have a Top Gun outfit. I just might just bring it with me.
Would you wear your costume on stage?
I mean, I don't know.
I did that one year.
If the audience is dressed up, yeah, I would wear a costume.
I wore it. It was the Saturday before Halloween, and Halloween was Monday, and nobody was in costume. It was just me on stage in a Tito Ortiz costume. Nobody even knew what it was. I just looked like a douchebag.
So you look like you with gloves on.
Yeah, basically. I was wearing a winter hat and gloves.
But also just what you would add in on anyway.
It looked like I was trying to dress like Big J.
And then you beat the shit out of Nikki Glaser.
But yeah, dude, I think for Halloween, because tonight we have a costume contest at the Creek, or last night, guys.
So you and B are going to be War Machine and Christy Mack, right?
Oh, hilarious. Oh, that would be fucking...
That would be fucking hilarious. Oh, you should have did that.
Such a good fucking costume, dude. God damn it, dude. And B actually, you know what's funny? If you look at Christy Mack's face, B kind of looks a little bit like Christy Mack.
If you look at Christy Mack's face a few months ago.
Dude, look,
yeah,
wait.
She could be a little bit Christy Mack.
Let me show you. Look at this picture for a minute, dude. This is... I'll show you Christy Mack, and then I'll show you a picture of B. God, I wish B was Christy Mack. Let me see. Hold on. No, Beatrice looks like a clean... If Beatrice was Christy Mack's, like, cousin, you'd believe it.
Her sister who didn't get finger banged by her dad.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm going to be, in my opinion, what is the... Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know what's going on. I think they're doing a real estate deal as we're doing a fucking show. I don't know what's happening. Aaron, what's going on, bro?
They're just checking out the space.
Oh, they're checking out the space. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's going on? I don't know. Literally, Aaron, I'm not even lying, dude. Aaron is selling real estate as we're doing the real estate podcast.
These two guys look like they're buying something.
These guys are very wealthy.
I don't know what Aaron's up to, but it looks very Israeli.
He's wearing a tie and a vest.
He's very Jewish.
Are they comics?
This is Donnie's brother and his business partner.
Donnie's brother. Hey, what's going on? They actually do own the building, so we can't talk shit. And they are Jews. No more Jew jokes, guys.
Well, we are on the Upper West Side.
There's a good chance you're Jewish. There's a good chance you own something. Let's get real. Real Ass Podcast, guys. Zach and Miko's back. I'm pumped to have him back in town. Chris Scopo, the newest addition to the Real Ass Podcast, is a regular co-host. Special show today, guys. Halloween episode. We are no guests, just hanging out, talking shit, relaxing. I just got done rehearsing for Ha the Musical, which is coming back, guys. If you want to check out Ha the Musical, November 5th, 7th, and 8th, part of the New York Comedy Festival. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. I'll send you guys a link. You guys get a discount code. If you guys want to get tickets for like $10, it's pretty fucking awesome. Me, Big J, Christian Finnegan, Kevin Farley, which is Chris Farley's brother, and a bunch of other really funny, talented comics. And it's going to be great. You saw Ha the Musical last time. Both of you guys did.
I did. Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, so... A lot has changed, Zach, since you've been out of town. I'm officially a real comic now. I'm working the Comedy Cellar.
Congratulations.
And, you know, I said this at the top of the show, but you're really not picking the right coattails to follow. You know, you're resting on the coattails of some fucking 6'8" horror actor.
Actually, I just made a movie with one of the leads from literally my favorite movie, so... Whatever.
What movie
Fuck
is
you.
It?
Devil's Rejects.
Devil's
Rejects. What's his name?
I've heard of the movie.
Bill Moseley.
Nobody's ever heard of that guy.
I thought you were going to say Bill Murray. I'm not going to lie. I thought Bill Murray was going to come out on that
No, it wasn't Bill Murray. If it was Bill Murray, it would make more sense. Who the fuck is Bill Moseley?
He's fucking Otis from Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses. He's fucking Chop Top from Texas Chainsaw 2. He's an Army of Darkness. So yeah, if you're a big
horror... We really are the opposite human beings.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Scopo, do me a favor. Can you break down the top 10... fucking techno house beats that are out this week.
Oh yeah, what do you want to hear, bro?
What I'm gonna put a Scopo song on for a second while we talk a little bit more about this Halloween and the festivities and things that are going on. Scopo, give me a song. Give me a nice fucking song to put on.
Fuck, I don't know.
Some nice beat, bro.
I didn't think of a new one. It's good. Put on Fetty Legrand.
How do I spell that?
Fetti Legrande.
Fetty.
You went way too fast for him.
Yeah, well, say that again.
Fetti, F-E-T-T-I, Legrand, L-E-G-R-A-N-D-E.
Anything?
Anything, yeah, he's good stuff.
Fetti Legrand?
He probably has a lot of live stuff.
It's F-E-D-D-I, stupid.
Oh, whatever.
Fetti Legrand, here we go. Live at the Ultra Music Festival. Here we go, boom, Dark Light Sessions. Scopa loves this fucking shit.
You gotta skip it because this is live. We on
course, better yet, this live on track. Trip.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, you wanna fuck y'all? There's these chicks
I
over
need,
here, bro.
You know what I need Joe Harari in here to back me up with
fuck
this.
Fuck Joe Harari. Fuck you. Fuck this music. It really is, dude, like planning to date rape music. Bro, these
There's
chicks
just
over
no
here.
Way this could be good live.
No, it's an experience. The
you
guy,
need Molly.
And not even that, but like when the DJ plays his music, it like he controls the audience. Like he controls how loud you guys get. And he controls how if you're jumping or not. So it's crazy when
Bro,
you see
that
guy.
It'd be cooler if he was playing an instrument and doing that.
Nah, it's better. Fuck it.
No way.
There are
this
some.
This guy's like fucking God. He's up on the stage. He's saying jump. I'm fucking jumping.
The lights go on,
he's
bro.
He's saying dance. I fucking dance. This bitch is hot. Her tits are showing.
Dude, bro, you got to see this guy press play. He presses play and fucking stands there like
the
a
way
G,
he
bro.
Makes his tracks are
bro,
a dick
he
right
presses
now.
Play on this one. He presses play on this one. And then boom, they're looped.
I saw Crystal Castle.
The hottest girls go to these things. The hottest girls in the world.
But that's not the girls that Zach's going for. Zach is smart like me, and we've talked about this a lot about like Tinder and just playing the numbers. It's like no, Zach would if Zach was on Tinder, Zach would just swipe fucking for everybody.
Oh yeah, there'd be no no's.
Yeah, there's no. What's the point of saying no? At the very least, get a hand job from a gross chick.
No, I don't want to get a hand job from a gross chick.
You can't
Somebody's
even say it.
Gonna.
Yeah.
It's no, I don't know.
That's why you're an idiot, dude. You should just look. You're not above getting a hand job from a gross chick.
No, of course not. But I'm not looking for it. You know what it is? When you do Tinder, it's a lot of fucking. It's time consuming. It really. Because then you got to meet up with these chicks. You got
to
have a drink with them. And then, you know, two,
As
three drinks.
To what? Meeting them in real life?
Well, no. I'm doing comedy every night. It's taken away from doing comedy. That's the whole thing.
That's the thing. This is the beautiful thing about being a comic. And forget Tinder. Forget anything else. But just in dating in general. And I haven't been in the dating world in a while. But I have been a comic for nearly a decade now. And I have dated a lot of chicks since I've been a comic. Let me tell you something. The beautiful part about being a comic is that you can always say, I have shows. I can only meet up with you at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And the chicks that are down kind of get it. The chicks that are down are going, hey, we're meeting up at 2 in the morning. Really, why are we doing that? For the most part. Sometimes it's just have a drink and maybe they're not into it. But in general, if a girl's going to come out at 2 o'clock in the morning to meet you, she's fucking into the idea that you're like outperforming. She was like, oh, I'm meeting up with this guy. He's a professional comedian. He's been on fucking TV or radio or the popular podcast or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I had to bring it down to podcast for Scopa.
Yeah.
But
thanks
like,
for that, by the way. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying? It's like there's a thing. There's almost like an unspoken agreement there where, look, she's going to come and fuck you. So you're not really dating. Any girl, if you're a comic, that's the out right there is, yeah, unfortunately, I can't go and get drinks. Or here's what's beautiful. I can go get dinner or drinks, but then I got to fucking dip out really quick. Because I got to go do spots for a few hours. But do you want to maybe meet up later on? That was always my game, dude. You meet up early, you get a drink or you get some food. Say, I got to go and do all these shows. I was like, but let's meet up later on. And then you kind of let her go out and have some fun. Let her have some more drinks. Go out with her friends.
Let somebody else get her drunk.
Yeah, dude. You go do your thing. And then later on, she feels like she's been on a date with you all night. But you've spent fucking a half an hour with her.
Oh, dude, there was nothing better than I would have girls meet me at CB's at 11, knowing I was getting out at 1 in the morning. And the manager, Wayne, would sit the girl next to his podium and have the bartender take care of her all night. And she would be ready to go the second I got out of work.
And then we just CB's Comedy Club?
Yeah. CB's was the greatest.
CB's was great. Here's the great thing.
I didn't really do CB's.
Here's the great thing about Wayne when he managed CB's. He just It's not that he didn't give a fuck about the club. Wayne was from a time in comedy. And the same thing when he managed Stand Up New York as well. He understood that we're going to be debaucherous assholes, so why not facilitate it and control it as opposed to making a sneak behind his back and kind of making this weird conflict. Wayne's a control freak, so part of it was just him wanting to control everything, but it was a very smart way to do it. So at Stand Up New York, we would have basically orgies in this place and do drugs down in the basement, but everything was behind a closed door. Wayne knew what was happening. He had his hands kind of in the mix of everything. It was a cool system.
And then
you know
he could hold that over your head if you fucked up.
Yeah, he could. Very easily. Wayne banned me from CBS for 3 months once. Hilarious.
Was that when you fought Justin Silver in the men's room?
No. I got banned because I was smoking weed like up the block.
Oh, and you were hosting.
No, somebody bailed early on their spot. Really wasn't my fault.
That's not your fault, though.
But it is. It is, dude. I shouldn't be smoking weed up the block. If I'm upstairs where I should be, just hanging out at the bar or whatever, and somebody bails early, then it's on them. But if he can't find me and there's nobody on the stage, I forget exactly what happened, but somebody left the stage altogether. It was bad.
Yeah.
And then he banned me, and he upheld the ban for over 2 months.
God, I miss CB's though. Jesus Christ.
CB's was great,
so
we had a blast at that place. And that was before the micro comedy club was even a thing. Like, that's like a real thing that there's comedy clubs that are that small. I remember when the Stand first opened up, I was like, this place is really fucking small. And now there's a bunch of really small rooms that work and that work really well, you know? All right, look, I went to the Realize Fans. I don't know if anybody tweeted me anything. I asked them if they have any questions for Zach in his absence.
Not at all.
Zach, when's that movie coming out?
This one should come out probably next year, but I have two coming out at the Cannes Film Festival this year in May.
In Cannes?
Yeah. I went 2 years ago.
Are you going
ago.
To Cannes?
I went 2 years ago, and it was really fun. If I can afford it, I'll go this year.
You know who went there last year? Dan Bilzerian.
I don't know Dan. You know,
that's the guy on Instagram.
Dude,
it's
so funny. Like, once again,
chicks.
A little bit of insight into who Scopo is. Like, Scopo follows dude on Instagram, and I get why you do it. It's kind of awesome. Dude, he's just he's a billionaire who plays poker, and he just fucks hot porn stars all the time. And he just posts pictures of himself
being
awesome.
Wait, is that
awesome.
The guy that threw the chick off
yes.
the...
Yeah.
Janice Griffith. He's just smoking.
He literally just went to Cannes to fuck chicks. It was hilarious. Putting all the pictures of the hot chick here. The hot chicks he bangs online.
No,
dude,
Cannes
look,
is bananas,
look at some of these fucking girls he hooks up with.
Like, yeah, the women are super hot.
That's not what fucking...
But that's what billionaires do at Cannes.
Yeah.
I was sharing a fucking hotel room with 8 other people fucking doing parade. I streaked at the Great Gatsby premiere to promote our movie.
You're the fucking true hero.
Did you get arrested?
No, I streaked at this one bar they were doing like business meetings at, and all these cops threw me into a wall and put my pants back on. They were like, this is forbidden. And I was like, okay. And they're like, go home. And I was like, okay. And then I showed my dicks to strangers until somebody would punch me in the face on film.
Wait, what's that?
We were making a documentary while we were up there.
Ah, okay.
And I wanted footage of me getting beat up by a European guy.
All right, couple
and
questions.
And I certainly did.
Couple questions from the fans. In Zach's absence, Zach Amico back on the Realize Podcast. Very excited to have you back, buddy. I am, man. I was a little bummed that you left when you left, and now we're gonna build this thing from the ground up. I feel like there's new voice to it. There's a new heartbeat to it. There's a new soul to the Realize Podcast. This is very good right now. So, a couple questions from the fans. Steve Hartman wants to know, who is he and why do I care?
I'm an international superstar who's going to be on your TV screens and movie screens for a very long time, so you do fucking care.
Boom. Boom. Steve Hartman, shut the fuck up. Take it in your mouth from the international superstar, Zach Amico.
But thank you for following me on Twitter, Steve Hartman.
You are one of 300 Twitter followers that Scopo has.
That's right.
Gregory M., not Gregory M., wants to know, how many dicks did you suck while you were away?
Zero. I did not cheat on my girlfriend this entire production.
Would she consider cheating with the dude cheating?
Yes, because it would be a training.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been with my chick for about a year now.
Does she work with you at that place?
No. My girl's a square. She's a preschool teacher.
Oh, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking really long way from you.
Yeah, this is my first civilian.
Yeah, she should probably leave you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she's like a really nice person. I let her watch my son, even though the only time he's ever been hurt ever was under her watch. The only time he's ever been hurt. Yeah. Now, listen, he's never fallen since. He's never had another scrape since. Now I'm starting to think, I'm picturing her in the park just scraping his knee on the floor. Like, yeah, take this kid.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe she is a crazy psycho bitch.
Yeah, she's like the dragon lady nurse. She just hurts children.
Does she paint your nails?
What? No, I did. That's why they're so bad.
Can you don't fucking condescend Zach and me?
No, I like him. No, I like how he did. Listen, He's a weird guy. I like it. I like everything he's got going on right now.
It's great.
I own my aesthetic.
It was not condescending.
That's all they wanted to ask you, though. Those were the only questions from the fans.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Nobody really cares.
One guy tweeted that he was excited to have me back, and it wasn't Gregory M.
But his
profile picture was an egg, so.
I've had a couple people tell me to fire you for Chris. They like Chris, the fans. They've been liking him lately, but it's only because you haven't been here, so.
Well, now they get the best of both worlds.
They really do,
those
man.
Those lucky sons of bitches.
Guys. So any interesting Halloween stories, Scopo? What's your best Halloween story? Any fun memories? Fond memories as a kid with your family?
No, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go trick-or-treating around my neighborhood. When I was like in the 7th, 8th grade, I started getting to like egging. Still used to egg houses and take shaving cream.
Fucking beat up kids that look like Zach and take their candy.
Nah, I never got into that bad, but it was weird. I went from trick-or-treating to egging, and then I went to like sophomore year, and then went back to trick-or-treating because I wanted fucking candy. It was like the 4-year period I never had candy.
Yeah, I went trick-or-treating until way too late. I was probably in the 10th grade the last
time I
trick-or-treated.
I was like 10th or 11th grade when I trick-or-treated, yeah. I just put a mask on. And then they couldn't tell.
I wore a full fledged costume. I was a Harlequin clown with half black, half white. But like I did really detailed Harlequin clown makeup, and I had like a hot girlfriend, and she just like dressed up like a cute M&M, and she was like, "Why are you like putting so much into your costume? You're an adult now." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" The makeup was just smearing everywhere. I'm just fat, just eating candy during the whole trip. God, it was awful. Why did any chick ever fucking date me?
I still don't know.
Yeah, fucking shit, dude. What do they call it where I grew up? The night before Halloween was called Gate Night.
Mischief Night.
Mischief Night where you grew up? Where'd you grow up, Zach?
Jersey.
Yeah, ours was Gate Night. What'd they call it where you grew up, Scopes?
Nothing.
You didn't do it? This is where you, with the eggs and the shaving cream and all that shit.
That was on Halloween.
You did it on Halloween?
Yeah.
It's the night before, dude. Night before Halloween is Gate Night, dude.
We did it on Halloween.
That's what we should do. We should do a fucking Gate Night, dude. Like, just as adults.
That's just called crime.
They go to jail.
Dude, that's the thing. As we got into, like, high school, kids started, like, bringing out paintball guns in Gate Night. It started getting, like, kind of dangerous, dude. You hit somebody in the eye with a fucking paintball gun, you could literally fucking destroy their vision.
I got fucking hit in the head in this ear with an egg at point blank range. I couldn't hear for, like, 30 minutes.
You can't really call it point blank range if it's somebody throwing an egg, dude.
Well, he literally was, like, right here. And I was say where Zach is, and he fucking hit me right in the head with an egg.
Is that why you can't hear how unfunny your jokes are?
Yeah, exactly. That is the. Or couldn't unhear how fucking terrible that one was.
That was okay.
That was terrible.
Look, we don't really laugh on this podcast. We just stare at each other.
Not when you talk, we fucking don't.
Nah.
Zach's good. He's good. He brings funny to the show. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it Gay Night, and I never really engaged that much in it. I don't know, I just wasn't like a fucking punk ass kid. You know what I'm saying? Like I was a punk ass in my own right, but I wasn't into vandalizing shit.
Well, plus you were working from the time you were young.
By the way, I genuinely was.
No, I'm serious.
But it's not like we didn't go out and have fun. Like we went out on Halloween and we did fun shit. But you know, like maybe every year on Gate Night, I would get two or three eggs and I would fucking go on to like in the bushes and throw them at like oncoming cars. Just every year, it's kind of like, sometimes I would do it by myself. Just for like a little weird thrill and just my own little weird fucking thing.
Me and my friends did piss pucks. Did you guys ever do that?
What's piss pucks?
You take like little Dixie cups and you pee in a bunch of them. So it's just like an inch of pee in each and you freeze them so that you have little hockey pucks of pee.
Right.
And you can put them in people's mail slots. So then they melt and somebody like, how did somebody piss inside my front door?
Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
That's pretty funny. I thought you were going to say you'd throw it at people.
No. You put it like in slots or like mail slots and people are like, how did somebody piss inside here?
When did slutty Halloween come about? I'm trying to think. Like, I never knew that until college. And it was just girls dressing up as whores.
Well, I mean, I think when we were kids, they didn't dress up as whores. They were kids. And then
I got to college, it was the whore. It was just whores. That's it.
I think I missed all of this. I didn't go to real college. I went to Baruch College and I went to community college. So it wasn't like there was these crazy campus parties. And even when I went to go visit friends at I had friends who went to Albany and Oneonta. They weren't like cool kids. All my friends that I grew up with were more like Zach. They were fucking kind of weirdos, and we were never going to a frat party in a million years. We would never go to a cool bar or a cool club where this DJ would even be playing. I would never ever be in that club. So a lot of these things, like slutty Halloween, it was just never really in my life. You know, I see it if you walk through the West Village, you see girls dressing slutty, but it was just never this overbearing thing that I ever had to deal with. When I had a Halloween party, when me and Forrest lived together in that beautiful apartment in downtown Brooklyn, I mean, we had a pretty eccentric group of friends. Like, they were more into coming in cool costumes than they were into looking like whores or dressing like whores. You know what
mm-hmm,
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think like you lived that whole fucking college lifestyle. Like, you live like frat parties.
I wasn't in a frat. I was on the baseball teams, which was, I guess, kind of like a frat. But
they raped the same girls.
Yeah, exactly. We still date rape bitches. It wasn't. But yeah, I remember the first Halloween party I had. It was just, I hooked up with a chick who was dressed as a fucking burlesque dancer, and she was basically wearing nothing the whole entire time. And that's how it was. Everyone was just naked. All the girls were just naked.
I pulled all my best pickups on Halloween or Halloween time. I played a show. My old band played a show in Prague, Czech Republic, and it was the first time I ever did acid. I did acid, and I picked up a girl at a bar in 15 minutes and fucked her in the bathroom. And I still think it might be my greatest Halloween.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Guys like me or you fucking chicks in a bathroom, it's not even impressive stories if you kind of break it down, you know, because we're not going for the girls that Scopo's going for. If Scopo tells
mine was an Asian with a European accent.
What was his name?
Carlos. Right.
No, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it's a girl that's going to fuck me in a bathroom, she's this trashy broad. It's a chick that would be into, like, my thing or your thing. You know what I'm saying?
And then you date her for 3 years.
Oh, dude, but I
did. Then she fucking writes on the Legion of Skanks Facebook wall.
Put jizz in the back of your shirt.
You know what I think about, dude? I remember eating that girl's pussy a couple times and it really tasting rotten. And I'm wondering if I fucking licked some dude's jizz out of her pussy.
You wonder? You did.
Oh, dude, I definitely ate some dude's jizz.
Like the edge of a wrapper of a drumstick ice cream cone.
You ate jizz.
Probably, whatever.
I'm sure I've eaten jizz too.
Yeah, let's get real, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Oh, well, jizz is on the real ass diet.
It is. It's all protein, dude. All right, look, we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes. What's your favorite Halloween memory? Is that it right there that
yeah,
you just said?
Yeah, being on acid and effing a chick in the bathroom. That was
how
pretty,
do you keep your dick hard on acid, though?
I have no idea. I didn't know how intense acid was going to be, so I think I was just going with it.
Yeah, dude.
Because what happened was I sat at the bar. She had big gauged earrings, and I asked her if I could try and fit my dick in her ear, and we went to the bathroom. Her friends filmed it, and then I couldn't get my dick in her ear. I'm like, well, can we just fuck? And she's like, yeah, sure. There's a video of some European kid took a video of it. He sent it to me like 2 years ago. I've seen it all happen. I didn't remember it in the correct order, but it all occurred.
Are you ever scared that you're like never, ever going to have a real career now?
No.
Zach, how old are you, by the way?
27.
Oh, gee, wait,
are you the same age?
Yeah, the way his story
is. Hold on.
Yeah, same age.
What's your birthday?
April 13th.
September 20th.
Oh, dude, if you have the same birthday, how cool would that be?
The way he's saying it, though, like, he's like, you have stories. I'm like, Jesus, is he like 40? And I just can't tell.
No, I
went on
shit.
Tour with yeah, Rush.
The way he said he's on tour and he went to cons.
Help run like a big goth music festival. So I'm fucking aged in years.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah. The way he was saying it, I was like, Jesus, is he? I thought he was fucking like a groupie for some fucking band.
What was your best costume ever, Zach?
A few years ago, I was JonBenet Ramsey, and I really enjoyed that.
That's hilarious, dude.
You're fucking blowing up, by the way.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. I'm not going to answer my phone during
some of us has fucking respect.
No, listen,
the podcast,
I thought maybe
Scopo.
It was Beatrice and she needed you. So
no, dude,
I
got
being
this, dude. Jesus Christ.
Nice person about it.
So you were JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah, JonBenet Ramsey.
Scopo, what's your best costume?
You're going to think this guy. But junior year, me and my five other roommates were Chippendales dancers. Oh. It was fun.
I actually decided I don't want to have you on the podcast anymore.
That was honestly the best Halloween. It was our house party. It was our first year of a house party, and we all got like fucking chicks that night because everyone wanted to come up to us and like touch
That's
us
what
and take pictures with us.
When did that stop being the thing? When did that stop being the most important thing? I remember when I first started going on the road with Big J, I would at the end of the night, if we didn't pick up any chicks on the road or at the show, I would scour the hallways of the hotel just looking for any chick to talk to.
I've done that in college where you go back to the dorms and you can't have anybody. You just go throughout the dorms and try to
just walking up down every hallway just trying to
knock
on
doors.
We used to do that in the mall and like high school, and I didn't really have as much balls. In high school, we would like see a chick and we'd finally find a hot chick and then we would just not talk to her. We'd just keep on walking. But we would do that looking for a hot chick,
yeah.
You know? But then it became later on, like going on the road, it's like, fuck, dude, I really learned to just play play the numbers, and you would just look for any chick in the hallway. When did that stop being the thing where getting off was the absolute most important thing in life? I guess when porn became fucking at everybody's fingertips and you literally could just get off at any moment. Yeah.
I literally could have went upstairs, jerked off, and came back down and been had a good time at that party.
How many times have you done that, though? How many times have you fucking been about to go hang out with a chick and then you jerked off and then you're like, I don't even want to hang out with this girl anymore. It's over.
You want to hear my buddy, this smoking hot chick calls him, says, I want you to come over and fuck me now. So he goes upstairs, jerks off, and then he comes back down. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to go. I'm good. I'm done already. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I don't want to go. And he fucking went to bed. It was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's getting more mature or I'm just getting lazier in life, but none of that shit fucking even slightly matters to me anymore.
Oh, dude, the idea of fucking having to go out at like 7 o'clock at night and spend all fucking night trying to get laid is fucking too daunting.
It's crazy, dude. It's like I get the idea of like settling down because it's like you're running this race of constantly trying to get pussy, constantly trying to get pussy. There's no actual end goal there except for kind of getting off. And then you wake up the next morning, you try to run that race again. So it's just literally you're just spending all of this energy to do nothing. It's literally doing, it's like smoking cigarettes. People, when people describe what smoking cigarettes is doing, you're literally just spending money and breathing in this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that whole race and that whole game is literally just nothing. So when you settle down and you find a chick that you really like, and you start a family, you're like, well, now I can spend my time, my effort is being put into podcasts or you know, putting, you know, doing this web series with Dave or acting classes or getting on stage and doing stand-up. It's kind of a refreshing thing after a little while, but it really, well, even in comedy, I think in the beginning, a lot of guys do it just to get pussy. A very big part of it was just to get puss.
I think, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I started. I was like, oh, I can, I'm a good-looking guy. I'll get puss right away.
I mean, not even that I even thought that much consciously, but it was more like, well, this is a way that I could guarantee that girls are going to think that I'm attractive. I can shine in this moment the same way somebody would shine on a baseball field. I never had that. I never had anything that I could shine in growing up. You know what I'm saying? And comedy finally became that outlet, you know? Look, we're going to, I know, Zach, you got to fucking run out of here, dude. Zach's back. Follow Zach on Twitter. Zach is not funny, which is very true. We're happy to have you back, buddy.
Thank you for having me back.
Have fun at the, what is the haunted house again?
Nightmare.
Guys, go to Nightmare in New York City. We're going to go there this week. When does it close?
Closes on Saturday, November 1st.
Okay, so we got to go this week then if we're going to do it. Fuck, dude, I got to talk to my chick. I really want to come by, dude.
I don't think B's going
to
enjoy doing that, though.
No, B will do it. B's kind of down, dude.
Yeah?
Look, she seems like a stickler, but she's fucking...
What could be more horrific than her actual life?
Very true. Very true. She's going to go back home and have fucking Lewis there. That's her nightmare.
If you're a real ass
every
fan,
time Lewis tries to touch her, she's like, I don't have a fucking ex.
All right, goodbye. Get the fuck out. All right, Scope, we're going to wrap up here in a minute, dude. What do you got going on? Anything to plug?
What do we got? No. Just fucking, I'm doing spots all over the city, you know? Doing it, bro. Look at your fucking biceps coming in.
Yeah, dude. Flattery will get you everywhere, bro.
I mean, they're not that good, but...
My biceps are 15 times better than yours. So
you don't look bad. You still think you look better than me without a shirt on, which is ridiculous.
Scopes.
Which is ridiculous.
We can play this game all day long. I don't have time for it, but we can play this game all fucking day long, dude.
It's not even a debate. You're not. You're not.
Look, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Let me get my outro music going. I got a lot of shit coming up, guys. New York Comedy Festival, a lot of shows. So go to my website, realassdude.com. I have all of my New York Comedy Festival shows listed. Go to my Instagram, guys. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Just joined. Putting some awesome photos and videos out of the Real Ass Lifestyle. And go to the website, realassdude.com. Check out my other tour dates. I'm all over the place. Me and Bobby Kelly got some shows coming up.
Dude,
gotta go. Peace.
That's all, folks.